Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Super Future Friends, where we recap issues of the Legion, so you don't have to read them. Especially this one. Not especially this one. This one isn't that bad.
This is pretty awesome.
This one's pretty cool. This is Superboy number 93 from December 1961. The editor was Mort Weisinger, writer Jerry Siegel, art by either George Papp or Kurt Swan. I still haven't figured out visually which is which yet. And ink probably by George Klein. Who knows?
And this is one of our catch-up issues.
Yes.
This is one of the ones that was not in the archive and not in the other set of things Adriana uses to double-check us.
Yes.
But in a third set of things.
Yes. Don't worry, I'm going to write DC a very angry letter. I'll probably stand up at a DC Nation panel and ask Dan Dio why Superboy 93 wasn't included in the archives.
It's a beautiful chameleon story. I think we needed it.
It is a beautiful chameleon story. This is quickly turning into Superboy, the podcast, and Lana Lang.
It's crazy, the podcast.
Yeah, Lana Lang craziness podcast. But that's okay. I actually think I like Lana better for this issue, just because she's so crazy that when someone tries to interfere with her craziness, mm-hmm. I'm annoyed.
You want to see her craziness unfold.
It's like she's a natural, like, disaster, and someone's trying to, like, push against her. And it's impossible. You can't even try to compete with that.
Just let it
okay.
go.
This one is Lana Lang's Superboy Identity Detection Kit, which says it, like, 5 times in this issue. It's awesome. This is, like, a backup story in Superboy. Another story. There's, like, another story about a weird hunter dude.
Oh.
And Lana's dad is in that story, too.
You love Lana's dad?
Yeah, this is, like, Lana dad love story.
This is the first time I've seen Lana's dad, actually. Lana's dad's gonna be in here not to, you know, throw a spoiler out by the way.
Okay, so on the splash page that introduces this backup story, Superboy is flying out of a cave.
He loves caves.
I wonder if he made that cave.
Probably.
With a tunnel. Or it might be that same cave where he met Starboy.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think he has many caves.
He loves caves. Mm-hmm. He's flying out of the cave, and nearby Lana is very visibly behind a bush. With
nobody
her,
knows how to hide, by
with
the way.
Her Superboy Identity Detection Kit.
We know it's a Superboy Identity Detection Kit because it very nicely says Superboy Identity Detection Kit right on the case.
Lana. Lana's watching him fly away, and this issue, again, is all about her trying to prove that Clark Kent is Superboy. Again, I don't know if they're going... They don't seem to be going out in this particular issue.
I don't know. I think in just that one weird issue we read, they said girlfriend, but maybe they didn't really mean girlfriend, because they don't seem to be dating.
I think it was 2 issues.
Oh, you're right, because then in that one where there's another Clark.
Yeah.
He's, like, trying to get on my girl.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
What's
then.
Going on here?
They have an off-again, on-again relationship, maybe.
I don't approve of that. You just go out with one girl and stick with it.
Forever.
That's my... That's what I do. Anyways... Lana's thinking, Clark Kent left his bike outside that cave and entered, and soon after, Superboy flew out. Suspicious, eh? Ha ha, when Superboy returns, I'll sneak up on him with the Superboy Identity Detection Kit and prove that he and Clark Kent are one and the same person.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And actually, I want to read the introduction box, because this is also awesome. What is the greatest ambition of Lana Lang, Superboy's friend in Smallville? To be the most beautiful, most admired girl in the world? No! To own a collection of fabulous jewelry? No! What Lana really wants, most of all, is to prove definitely that Clark Kent is Superboy. How does she hope to make all this come true? Why? With Lana Lang's Superboy Identity Detection Kit. That's the greatest intro. It just really already just sets up how fucking insane she is.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we know what Lana's priorities are, because this page totals like 15 different ways, let's move on. The actual story.
Let's move on to a rambling conversation with Clark Kent's parents.
I love old people conversations. So, Clark is talking to his old parents.
Adding another trophy to his collection.
And this trophy this time is like a rock from Venus, and it's an anti-gravity rock. And he's like, look, it floats around, and he's got
I like it says it rises and descends of its own free will. So is that alive?
Yeah, he probably kidnapped this living rock.
Creature.
Yeah. I wonder if the Legion gave that to him as a a pet or something. It sounds like something they do. He's like, I'll anchor it next to these statuettes of the Legion of Superheroes. What's funny is that he's just got, like, a little piece of string.
Yeah, like a balloon. Like, yeah. A rock balloon.
It just looks really ghetto that he has a piece of twine, like, tethering this maybe living rock creature. Yeah. And he's going to set it next to his statuettes of the Legion. That has nothing to do with anything, by the way.
Nothing at all. Not even almost.
This is so random. I think they just wanted to be like, by the way, there's a Legion, but I don't know what the rock has to do with anything.
I think they just want to show statuettes.
Yeah.
I think they love.
But why didn't they just go, oh, look at my statuettes again, Mom?
Because he's already had that conversation. Oh. So they were like, I'm adding something new to the area of my statuettes. By the way, look at my Legion statuettes. That makes sense.
That does make sense. And he goes to hang out with his next door neighbor, Lana Lang. And Lana is like, climb up after some apples. Go get me some apples from this tree. Unless you're afraid of height. Not heights, height.
Height. He's afraid of height in general.
Height in general. He's afraid of tall people as well. And he says, I'm not scared, but he's pretending, of course. He's not afraid.
This issue's full of them thinking contrary things to what they're doing.
Just so you don't get confused.
Yeah, because like, it's Lana and Clark, and Lana will say one thing to Clark, and then be thinking, well, because you're Superboy, this and this and this. And Clark will be saying, like, well, I'm doing this and this because I'm Clark, and then be thinking, but I'm really Superboy, so I'm doing this.
Don't worry, they explain it to you very vigorously.
Yeah, on every page repeatedly.
I like that he's saying, must pretend timidity.
And a pretend is, like, super bold.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's really straining to pretend that he's timid. Oh, Clark. So he goes up into the tree to get his bitch neighbor some apples. He uses his vision, his supervision, and he sees some people robbing a bank. Are they robbing a bank? No, they're escaping from the courthouse? Okay, awesome.
I think it kind of looks like he has a sword. I don't know.
Yeah, does he? Right? No, he's shooting. That's a bullet flying through the air. Sorry. They're escaping the courthouse, like...
I like that they take the time to explain who these people are.
Yeah.
But we don't actually see them more than from a super distance.
Yeah, yeah, they're tiny, very tiny.
They're henchmen of Chips Flanagan, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he could have just said, there's some guys escaping from the courthouse. Yeah.
But now and we know all about them.
He takes care of that by melting their car.
He melts the car engine, and all he was thinking was, wouldn't that explode?
I don't know anything about cars.
Well, if I'm going by action movies, if you put any heat or flame anywhere near a car, will explode.
That's true.
But this melts, like, melts into liquid melts. Like,
yeah.
Like, the car's made
well,
of ice.
Heat vision makes it melt and not explode.
Okay.
Yeah.
The special properties of his heat vision. Yeah. Gotcha.
So that stops the people from getting away. Of course.
On the next page, I love it, because her eating the apple is really funny looking to me.
She looks really
like
apple.
Yeah, she loves the apple.
She looks really, she's really cute in this issue. Like, in,
cute and crazy.
Yeah, I like the crazy ones. Yeah, it just, it makes her, like, more interesting just to know underneath that cuteness, underneath that bow is insanity. It just makes every expression and everything she says so much better. He gets down from the tree. She's like, oh, this is delicious. I hope you didn't get too frightened. Like, Lana is an asshole no matter how you look at this. Even if Clark doesn't think that she's trying to get him to reveal the Superboy connection.
She's just kind of mean.
She's like, I hope you didn't get frightened getting me this apple. Like, what a dick thing to say to this guy who just went and got you some apples. And he might have been afraid. Yeah. You get the fucking apples.
Plus, if he is Superboy, she's supposedly a huge fan of.
Yeah.
She's kind of always a jerk to Superboy.
Yeah, exactly. She's not very nice to Clark. Yeah. She doesn't seem to think very highly of Clark, although she thinks he's Superboy.
Yeah, who she loves.
Yes. It's an interesting dynamic going
on. Well,
she's
crazy. What do
you
think?
Yeah, it's crazy. I love it. So...
So, again, we see Thought Bubbly Clark being like, she doesn't suspect a thing. Mwahaha.
Yeah.
But then in the next panel,
she's reading the newspaper and she's like, what the hell? Yesterday, the same time I sent Clark up. I like how she was keeping track of this.
Yeah.
She's amazing. The same time that she sent Clark up into the tree, there was these gangsters and their car melted. And she's like, oh, he could have done that while he was up in the tree. That is not what I would make, the assumption I would
make. Unless she happened to have been timing him in the tree, like minute for minute. Yeah. I can't imagine it takes, I've climbed a tree before.
I think she did.
It took me hours to climb a tree and get an apple. So, like, in the 4 minutes he was up that tree, something happened.
This just drives her crazy.
I like crazier. That she's like, how he must have laughed at me.
Yeah. She gets really determined from this, even more determined than usual.
Yeah, because she thinks in her crazy head that he's laughing at her for all this stuff, too. Not just that he's trying to protect his secret identity, but he's mocking and teasing her.
So she gets in her bike and puts on a wig and a pair of glasses, and she starts stalking Clark.
Which is awesome.
Just following him around.
I like it because, they're still in Smallville, so a girl following on a bike, whether she's Lana Lang or Lana Lang in a black wig and glasses, is still really visible.
Yeah. It's great. And so there's this, like, lightning storm going on, and she almost gets hit by lightning, but Superboy swoops in and blocks it, and then he...
This is the best panel.
Then, to get rid of the... Lightning doesn't really hurt anybody most of the time. If you just stay away from it, stay indoors, you're fine.
Don't have giant metal poles.
Yeah. And don't be Lana or something. I thought that was going to be Lightning Lad, actually.
Yeah, something happened.
Because we knew the Legion was showing up in this issue. I was like, is Lightning Lad trying to kill Lana? That would be a good plot. Anyways, because this lightning storm is so threatening, Superboy blows the cloud away, and it looks like he takes it all the way to the desert.
Yeah, was it you were like, is there a desert in Smallville?
Yeah.
It's like super, like, desert, like... cactus.
I wonder if he took
arms.
It to the Gobi Desert.
I don't know.
Smallville's actually right next to ocean.
A forest.
Yeah.
Everything is around it. It's a really diverse landscape.
Yes. It's like Springville. Springfield?
Springfield? And the
Simpsons? Yeah. Lana, after she recovers from that lightning strike, that near miss.
Being scared of the lightning strike.
She goes and looks for Clark, and Clark's hiding in, like, the alleyway. He's pretending to be scared. And she's like, oh, he's pretending to be scared.
I like that he's like...
I'm not fooled.
Yeah, in this panel, Clark is, like, crouched down behind some trash cans.
Yeah.
And all he was thinking was, gross. Like, he's in a back alley, and he crouched down behind... Like, even if I was scared of lightning, that wouldn't be where I'd go to hide.
This is, like, the 1960s. Those trash cans are probably immaculate.
Are still dirty.
Have you ever seen the 1950s?
No,
they're immaculate. There's no trash.
I think that's a lie because those are trash cans.
They're inside the trash cans, and those are...
covered in filth and hobo. I'm just saying.
Well, I think it's hilarious is that he's next to metal trash cans.
Right. Which that's where I hide from lightning, right?
So, this just makes Lana, like, angrier.
Well, I like this. One of the other things I like about this comic is it looks like Clark does the weirdest shit all day.
Yeah.
Like him wandering from one corner of Smallville to the other.
If he's not Superboy, then he loves being in alleys.
Yeah.
So I understand why Lana's suspicious, but I would just assume he is Superboy. He's Superboy.
Or I think he was just a weirdo and had nothing to do with Superboy.
Okay, so the next day, Lana's following him.
Again, stop.
She says, I won't bother with disguises anymore. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't... Maybe they just didn't want to draw her little glasses and wig again.
Okay. So the artist just wanted to make sure that she had that bow on her head. That's the only difference, really. It's just coloring and a bow.
Yeah.
The fire department, ironically, has caught fire. The Smallville Fire Department building caught fire. And, you know, Clark wants to go help, but, you know, Lana's watching.
I love the fireman's reaction to his firehouse being on fire.
Oh, this is great.
He's like, Moan, our firefighting equipment is jammed and the hoses are burnt. If our firehouse burns down, we'll become the laughing stock of the nation. It's like, we're concerned just because of the property damage and the cost of replacing all your melted stuff.
I don't know your lives.
Yeah.
You might die. Lives. Or that little Dalmatian.
But you don't understand. It's more important there. Than the nation not laughing. I like that the nation would laugh at them. The whole nation has nothing better to do than listen to the story of the firehouse that burned down and make fun of them.
Oh, God, that's awesome. I do think it's ironic, but I don't think it would be funny if the fire building.
You're just
building.
Like, aww.
That'd be
sad. That town doesn't have a firehouse anymore. That's tragic.
Yeah, it's really tragic. But these firemen are freaked out. It must be really hard to be a fireman.
In Smallville.
Probably. Everything's catching fire all the time. So...
Oh, yeah, so smoke screen.
Lana can't see anything because of the smoke from the fire. And Superboy puts out the fire by unscrewing the... cap of the fire hydrant.
Yeah, which I don't know why the firemen didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because they actually have the ability to open a fire hydrant as well.
No wonder they're the laughing stock of the nation.
Yeah, it's not because they burned down, just because they're really inept.
I like it. Then they say, good work, Superboy. Thanks a million for saving us from public ridicule.
Not from, like, all of our stuff burning and us dying.
Oh, God. So, Superboy goes back to the alley, and then he comes out, and Lana's like, oh, waiting for him. And he comes out, but he's holding a kitten.
I love, it's like, the kitten looks like it's been through the trash.
It looks like a piglet. It's the worst drawn cat I've ever
no,
seen.
No, it looks like a, it just looks like it's a rough alley
it
kitten.
It has a snout, dude! Look at that. That's a snout. Right? It looks like
it does look a bit look like a baby pig.
It looks like a piglet.
I just thought it was like a messed up looking cat. Like, the cat's had a hard life.
It looks like maybe one of those hairless cats.
Yeah, it does actually.
Yeah, so maybe if its fur got all burned off, then Clark's not very good at saving kittens. he's like, I
had to save those firemen from public ridicule, okay? The kitten comes
They
second.
Accidentally made this a thought bubble. So it looks like he's thinking. I noticed this kitten blunder into the alley after
I
emerged.
Notice. Yeah, he's like not saying that to Lana. He's thinking that at Lana.
Or maybe he's just thinking it and he's walking out with the kitten and then she's like, oh, you went in to save a kitten.
I guess.
That still looks like a piglet. It's really like upsetting.
I call it hobo cat.
Hobo cat. That turns into streaky maybe. Oh, God. Super pig.
Oh, so then the next day.
So this is, like, a bunch of days in a row.
It's been, like, 3 days of her stalking him
so
far.
She's just on the case now. So the next day, Lana follows Clark to a dog show, which is awesome in itself. What is he doing at a dog show?
What was he even hanging out in the back alley by the fire station? What was he doing hanging out in the back alley
okay,
the other day?
I understand if he's walking around and things start happening, but why is Clark actively go attending a dog show?
He loves dog shows. What's wrong with that?
His some dog boys, is a super dog.
Some young boys have hobbies. His happens to be dog shows.
He doesn't have a... He has a dog, but he has a secret dog. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, he didn't take his dog to this dog show.
He just likes dogs. Look, he was saving homeless hobo kittens a moment ago. Now he's looking at dogs in a dog show.
Hobo piglets. I cannot get over how much that looks like a little pig.
I'm supposed to picture of it.
I am going to. Okay, so... At this dog show, criminals are trying to steal the prize dogs.
By the way, everyone will steal everything in Smallville. Doesn't matter what it is, if it's not, like, nailed to the ground, someone's gonna steal it.
This is true. So, like, Smallville just has a really big problem with kleptomania.
Yeah.
Prize dogs will steal that. Maybe it's because it's, like, the Depression era, and everyone's really desperate, so everyone's stealing everything.
These dogs, I can probably get $10 dogs.
So, Lana's watching, and Clark's just standing there. She's like, Clark's just standing there looking scared. I don't get it. Superboy wouldn't let them escape without lifting a finger. Am I wrong about Clark being Superboy? It's like, lady, if he is Superboy, he's not gonna change right in front of these dudes.
Ripping open, hey.
She, like, so easily switches between he is, he isn't.
And I like
Lana.
Her degree of certainty each time.
Yeah.
She's like, he totally is. Oh, he totally isn't.
Oh, God. Oh, this is the best. This is the best part.
This is your favorite part?
So, luckily, these pets are saved by a super pet, Crypto, the super dog. He flies in through a window that looks way too small for him.
I think every time you say Crypto, the super dog, you have to sing it.
Crypto, the super dog.
You haven't seen the little kid's cartoon, Crypto, the super dog. You're lucky.
Oh, my God.
That song will be in your mind for the rest of your life.
Oh, we played it at the beginning of one of the episodes.
Oh, awesome. So we ruined everyone's mind.
I've already diseased them with it.
Cool.
Okay, so Crypto shoves them into the cage, and then Clark shuts the cage behind them. So it just looks like Clark's a moderately brave person.
Helpful person,
yes.
When super dogs are about.
So that afternoon...
then she immediately thinks he's Superboy again, by the way.
Yes!
Because now it's a tricky strategy.
Oh, God.
But she won't be fooled.
So,
and this is where it starts to get weird.
This is where it, like, totally sunshines on us.
Yeah.
This is, like, actually the most disturbing thing.
This will run into the land of, like, super upsetting. Like, we're sitting across from each other reading this issue. I'm going, oh, my God. What?
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's tell you what happens. So, she's sitting and writing something.
Later that afternoon.
Yeah. And her dad, who is a professor, You can tell because he has a pipe in his mouth.
Indeed.
And he's in a mustache. And he actually looks like a rapist to me. An old-timey rapist. And he's like, oh, are you doing your homework, Lana? And she's like, no, Dad, I'm writing an article proving that the identity of Superboy is ... Clark Kent. And he's like, oh, that's ridiculous. Clark is too meek and mild to be the Boy of Steel. You're joking, of course. She's like, absolutely not. His meekness is just a pose. I'll expose that in the article, too. Did she write for a paper?
Everybody writes for a paper okay. in Smallville.
Okay, whatever.
I think the show Smallville has proven that to us.
That's true. And she says, of course, I would never print the article. I would just hold it over Superboy's head to prove that he didn't outsmart me.
I think she's like, I'm going to blackmail him.
Yeah, this is actually amazing because all this time we haven't really understood why she wants to prove that he's...
Other than crazy factor.
So, she wants to blackmail Superboy, but why? Like... How blackmail works is that you hold something over someone's head...
For something.
To receive something back.
His love.
I have a feeling, judging by how she clutches pictures of him...
And weeps.
That she wants to rape Superboy. I'm just assuming.
That's what I think.
That's the only thing I can think of that she would want. It's like, I want him to take me to prom, be my boyfriend. She could just go out with Clark.
Who she thinks is him, but obviously hates. But, this is where the amazing start.
Okay, so she says all that to her dad, and her dad is like, you idiot! He literally says, you idiot. And then he's
bold and everything.
God, do you want to talk about this?
Go ahead, you can see a little bit better than I can.
If Clark really is Superboy, and your article accidentally fell into the wrong hands, not only would it damage his career, but it would expose his parents to danger. The underworld might try to kill them.
So her dad is very logical, but super angry.
He's so mad about this. And she's like, oh my, I didn't think about that. She has not thought about that!
She hasn't thought about anything.
Which is actually amazing. And so her dad is like, no, you didn't. You're going to get spanked for being so stupid.
He calls her an idiot and stupid. And like,
it's not just that... It's not that she's going to spank her for, like, being an asshole. It's that she's getting spanked for being retarded.
Which, I don't think you can spank out of someone, personally. I'm just saying.
He's gonna spank the crazy out of her. And so, I wonder if that's the same brush that she got from Mon-El, which would be extra ironic.
Right, right. Yeah, he's got a little red brush in his hand that he's gonna spank her with.
This is terrifying. And so, a split second before a hairbrush is about to descend, he seriously has this giant-ass daughter over his lap.
So keep in mind, you know, that all the kids in the Superboy comic, like, that ambiguous age of possibly a teenager, possibly a grown adult, because there's not much difference.
Yes.
So he's got his vaguely looks like a grown adult girl daughter across his lap, getting ready to spank her.
Oh my god, this is so sad. Fucking weird. Fuck! He's like, wait, I can't spank you, you're too old for that. Indeed, she is huge! And she's like, woo, what a narrow escape.
I like her, even though it's like the most disturbing panel with her on his lap like that, she also looks hilarious and like pretty cute.
She looks adorable.
Her arms are out and she's like, woo! Like,
her pose?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It makes me wonder about the psychology of the people writing this. Oh, God. So, she's like, thank you for not spanking me, Dad. Which is a weird thing to say.
Right.
This just gets weirder. He's like, just a minute, young lady. You're not getting off scot-free. I'm going to punish you by cutting off your privileges. And
the phone rings.
The phone rings. And who is it but Eddie Collins. So, if you remember that one issue where she tried to get a dude to cut Clark's hair.
Oh, that was Eddie?
That was a dude named Eddie.
Oh.
I wonder if it's the same dude.
It could possibly be.
This whole issue is about fulfilling my continuity needs. Maybe. So, Professor Lang answers the phone. He's like, this is Eddie Collins? You want to know if you have permission to take Lana to the school dance next week? I'm holding up a fake phone to my head. The answer is no. There'll be no more dates for Lana for a solid month. And then... She starts crying.
I like her. She's like, it's the most distressed face. Like, her little hands are up by her head.
Yeah.
She's like, but gosh, Dad, Eddie's the handsomest boy at Smallville High. And I've been simply dying to go out with him. You may never ask me again. And her world is, like, shattered.
Good, let this be a lesson to you.
He's so mad.
I wonder wonder if she blackmailed Eddie into going out with her, too.
I like this is, like, a solid page and a half of her dad being super mad.
Oh, it is more than a page and a half,
is
I think.
Does it go on to the next page?
Yeah, I think it goes on.
Oh,
yeah,
right, right. This is, like, two solid pages of angry dad.
And so he's like, I'm taking away your record albums for an entire month, too. And she's like, no, records! I love records! Life will be unbearably dull, Sob! She looks so distressed by the loss of her...
She loves her music, alright?
And she's like...
I like immediately... This is great.
She's
I love
so
this
dumb!
She's such a stupid girl.
She's indeed
the next,
stupid.
The next moment, she's like reclining on a chair, opening up a magazine. She's like, sweet, I'll just read my magazines. Show me the magazine Teenage World.
And his dad's like, put that down! I also forbid you to read magazines for a month. You're being punished, understand? And then... oh my god, what a dick. And then she's like, wants to go have a snack. And he's like, put that pie back. Put back that pie. There'll be no more between meal snacks for you. And then she just sobs more. She doesn't even say anything.
It's just a sob.
Oh my god, what an asshole. Pie needs to be eaten.
I personally think it's an appropriate reaction to her crazily trying to blackmail the superhero who saves their lives every other day.
I don't know.
I think it's perfectly rational.
It is rational. And it's not like she doesn't deserve it because she's a giant asshole. But for some reason...
Was the pie too far?
I think the pie was too far. It's also because, like, Lana's so fucking insane. And she's just, like, so undeniably, like, uncontrollably crazy about this. That, like...
She isn't going to learn a lesson.
I feel like you can't, like, put her in a jar. You can't put a rainbow in a jar. You can't catch a moonbeam with your hands. You can't control her.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in the corner! God damn it. And nobody puts Lana Lang in the corner and takes away her fucking pie.
And her records and her magazine.
Because you know what happens? You know what Lana does? She doesn't give a shit.
She immediately disregards everything her father says.
Fuck you, man.
It's literally like, it literally says minutes later in Lana Lang's room.
She sees Superboy go flying by and she's like, man!
I like that this turned her obsession a little bit more into hate.
Yes.
Because now she's blaming Superboy that her crazy blackmail scheme got her in trouble.
Dad's furious with me. It's all Superboy's fault. You go, Lana. You go. You just blame everyone else. You're amazing. From now on, I've got only one mission in life, to get even with Superboy at all. At least to my own satisfaction, that Clark Kent is Superboy.
Oh, yeah.
So she just wants to prove it to herself. She doesn't even care about telling the world now.
Yeah.
She just wants it in her own crazy mind land. So what does she do? She makes the Superboy identity detection kit.
And we know it's the kit because she is carefully hand-painting the Superboy identity detection kit words on the, weirdly, the inside of the case, mm-hmm. by the way.
Which so it's a secret.
Oh, I see.
I'm always thinking.
And she needed to put that label there in case she forgot what this case was.
She is very stupid.
She has, like, 20 cases, actually, in her room. It's like, I don't know who else is around. The Elvis detection kit. And I'm trying to think of who else is around back then.
The Starboy blackmail kit.
Yeah, there you go. They ignore my dad violently and immediately do exactly what he said not to do, kit.
So Lana's not fucking daunted. And so she follows him back to a... So
at least this is several days later. At least yes. She took a few days to get this kit together.
This just makes her more determined, makes her more sneaky, and more amazing. You go.
I know hiding behind a bush again counts as more sneaky.
You be crazy, crazy girl. He got off his bike and he's entering that cave. I've got a hunch something super will happen soon. Oh, that's adorable. I've got a hunch something super will happen soon. I have that same hunch, Kristen. Something super is going to happen.
Indeed.
And so, Clark Kent went in. Superboy indeed came out. And she's like, oh, he's probably leaving the bike behind. He'll probably return soon. I'll wait. And is his bike pink?
I don't know. What I like here is that her logic is she'll sit there and wait for him to come back and then confront him. I'd have walked into the cave.
And seen if Clark was there.
Yes. Because if he's not there, then he is in fact Superboy.
That's because she's very stupid.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So the problem is, like, what she wants is the confrontation.
Yeah, I think that is what she wants.
I think so.
Let's try and get inside Lana's mind here. So he comes back. He comes back in. And then she runs in and she's going to confront him. And she's like, the game's up, Clark. I saw you enter and Superboy leave. Then he returned. Come on now, admit that you're Superboy.
It's very important that as Lana Lang enters the cave, it takes a few seconds for her eyes to adjust to the
phosphorescent
darkness. I like that I couldn't read for a second.
What's a phosphorescent darkness? Isn't that an oxymoron?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay, well, it doesn't matter.
You know, the outside to a dark place is what I was assuming. Again, I can't read, so I probably glazed over the big word. And I was like, dark and cave, can't see.
And Clark looks super surprised. And then Superboy comes out from behind a carefully placed yellow box.
Yeah, like, there's a bunch of weird, old-timey-looking science things going on in that cave, because he likes to go to caves.
Where's he getting the power to power these things? It's a cave! Be like me setting up my laptop in a cave. You know what would happen in about an hour? My laptop would go the fuck dead. What is he doing to power this? Okay, he's got his super smarts.
Hey,
to
remember,
help him.
He has robots and stuff too.
That's true.
If he can build a robot Superboy, he can build a whatever the hell those big blocky boxes of usefulness are.
Those are made out of cardboard.
Yeah. He's pretending research.
I'm a scientist! So Superboy pops out, and so there's Clark Kent standing right next to Superboy. She's like, oh, Superboy stepped into view from behind that machine. He and Clark are standing side by side, which is what I just said, Lana. And then Clark's like, I guess I'd better explain. I'm here because I volunteered to be a human guinea pig in an important Superboy experiment.
Which makes me wonder what... I know he's lying, you know, because we all know Clark Kent is Superboy.
Yeah.
But what in the world would... What would that kind of experiment
that
be?
That sounds so passive. That sounds like, well, Superboy needed someone to test something really deadly and possibly going to kill me, and I said it was all right. I'll just be a human guinea pig, not like a test subject or a volunteer. Just a volunteer!
Yeah, but a human guinea pig.
Oh, Clark. She's like, wait, maybe one of you is just a double, or perhaps this Superboy is only a robot. She's thinking.
Yeah, which is the first time she's had a decent thought in her little head.
She's smart in the craziest ways.
Yes, and only at really, like, rare moments.
Oh, Lana. Swiftly, Lana removes some matches from her Superboy identity detection kit. So she pops open her case. She's gonna take care of this. Let's see if your tie is chemically treated so it won't burn up from friction if you fly at super speed when you haven't a chance to switch to your Superboy costume. Give it to me, please. So she's basically asking Clark for his tie. I don't get this.
Actually, I was just about to say, that doesn't actually make sense that she's assuming that Superboy is, you know, other form. He walks around in, like, clothing he can also fly around with.
Because he always changes.
But, well, even if not, he's got his costume on underneath.
Yeah.
So even if he flew up into the air at super speed and all his clothes ripped off, he'd still be covered.
See, she made up a fantasy where Superboy is always flying around, his clothes are always ripping off.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Or, so she thinks he's got, like, she thinks the magical properties of his suit, the amazingness that makes his suit not break apart, she thinks he does that to his normal wear, too.
Yeah, so she's
going to test us on this tie.
Which wouldn't work in the first place. But anyways, okay. So she takes out some matches, and she sets his tie on
fire. You have to post this panel, because it's, like, the best panel in the whole book. Because we see Lana Lang holding the tie as it's on fire. She's like, it's burning. I guess your clothes aren't fireproof. And you see, like, Clark and Superboy standing there. And they look like they're exchanging a look of, like, this girl is crazy.
Yeah. They look like, okay. Like, this is, like, the greatest expression I've ever seen. And Lana looks so dumb and crazy.
Yeah, with, like, a tie on fire.
Oh, God, I love her. Okay, so, whatever. She's not daunted by this. She's like, next, I'll take the scissors out of my kit. If your hair is invulnerable, I won't be able to cut it. This is the thing she's been trying to do forever, is cut his hair.
Which I like that she's trying this again, because she tried this once and disproved it. So how many times has she got to cut this boy's hair? Because she totally cut the boy's hair.
Yeah, that's right.
So she was just like, one time isn't enough. Maybe that one wasn't real.
Did he ever explain to her, that guy that you were with that whole day?
No, he never, because he covered his identity.
Maybe that's why they broke up.
She found out there was a weird double.
Yeah, he let some weird possible rapist hang out with her all day. Okay, so she's going to cut his hair anyways. I think she just wants a lock of Superboy's hair so she can eat it.
And become closer to him.
You are inside me. Oh, God. So, the scissors easily cut his hair, but she may be pulling some sort of trickery. So, hand me your glasses! I want to find out if they're prescription lenses. If they aren't, it means your eyesight is perfect, and I'll be able to clearly see through them.
Which, again, doesn't quite make sense, because if you're Superboy with all the wonderful powers of Superboy, I think you could handle some prescription lenses.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think you could.
He's an alien, goddammit. Who knows what his eyes are like? Oh, this next part's great. So, Lana looks through his glasses, and she looks at Clark, and Clark's all distorted and fucked up.
Warbly.
Yeah, he's all warbly and dumb-looking, and making an awesome face. And she's like, oh, you're distorted. It looks like they're, you know, they're actually glasses. It's because, you know, when you look through somebody else's glasses, shit looks retarded if you don't have the same prescription as them. Okay. So, she's still not daunted. I'll switch his glasses for an imitation pair that has ordinary... She brought imitation glasses.
She brought imitation Clark Kent glasses.
Yes, this is awesome. I'll switch his glasses for an imitation pair that has ordinary glass and lens. If he doesn't notice the difference, it'll expose him. And Clark puts on, he's like, hey, these aren't my glasses. My trick failed. I'll give you back your real glasses. Now step before this fluoroscope. I don't know what this is.
I like that she has this giant-ass x-ray machine.
Yeah, where did she... That couldn't fit in the case.
No, this screen, this giant x-ray screen thing she has is much bigger than her tiny case.
It's like a big screen TV.
Maybe Clark had that in his little science research cave lab.
Maybe. What would he need it for?
What does he need? Everything that's in that
okay,
room.
Okay, that's a pretending science.
Okay. American science.
Oh, Superboy. And so Clark stands behind it, and she can indeed see his skeleton.
Yeah, because if it's Superboy, you won't be able to see through him, because he's, like, made of Superboy.
Does that make sense? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I just accepted it, because I guess I don't know the dynamics of an x-ray machine on Superboy. And it's like, okay, you can't see through him, because he's
I think
Superboy.
They made it up right here.
Possibly.
Okay. So... Superboy goes behind it, and you can't see through him. It just looks like a weird white shape.
Yeah, it's just the mass of the outline of his body.
Again, that wouldn't prove shit to me. So. But this proves it to Lana. She's like,
I think she's, like, crying.
She's crying. She's very devastated, because she's crazy.
Yeah.
The fluoroscope? I don't know what that word is. Rays don't penetrate you. I only succeeded in proving that non-super Clark and you are two super people. And Clark's like, ha ha!
Yeah, like, he's smiling so happily while he laughs.
And Superboy's making a douche face. And she's like, choke, I've made a complete fool of myself. Please forgive me. I'll never again suspect that Clark Kent is the secret identity of Superboy. And then the bottom narration panel thing says... Of course we know that Lana will fail to stick to this resolve.
I guess I'm saying, no, she's crazy.
She's still crazy.
She'll be back on this in, like, another day.
Don't worry. That's so awesome. That she's saying this, that she's really devastated, and she feels awful, but it's not gonna stick.
I think the writer's aware that she's crazy.
Yeah. After Lana departs from the cave, Superboy and Clark Kent just start cracking up.
I like Superboy's like, haha, poor girl, I almost feel sorry for her.
Almost.
And Clark's like, haha, I fooled her. She had it coming for being so curious. So they are, I guess she was right. Superboy does sit around making fun of her.
Yeah, he's right. He's laughing at her all the
but
time.
But it makes sense because who is actually this little Clark Kent?
It's Chameleon Boy!
Bum, bum, bum. So, because, you know, the Legion's a bunch of jerks, so it would make sense they're sitting around making fun of this poor girl.
No, it gets better. Okay. So, Chameleon Boy! Would Lana be amazed if she knew you were really a member of the Legion of Superheroes from the distant future who disguised himself as my other identity? Just as the Chameleon can change, blah, blah, blah. Chameleon explains his powers that...
Yeah, so basically, Chameleon Boy was being Clark.
Yeah.
And Superboy was being Superboy.
Which makes their interactions in these last few panels even cuter, because yeah. He's like... Looking at each, yeah, they're looking at each other really
they're
like
little friends.
Yeah, it's cute. And Chameleon Boy even laughed at Lana.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And Chameleon Boy is like, unknown to Lana, I traveled here from the future in a time machine.
I'm sad because it's not the post-it note time stream. It's the just giant numbers.
It's so
in
cute.
The void of space.
It's like a bubble with a little chair and a desk. It's adorable. I traveled here from the future in a time machine in order to write a first-hand account for the Superheroes Club newspaper of your life in Smallville.
See, everyone is on the school newspaper.
Wow.
I was on the school newspaper. I absolutely was not.
It's adorable that Cam, like, writes for a little, like, Legion newsletter or something that's so cute on, like, 50 different levels. Oh, God. Contacting you, I agree to interview you in this cave where you've been conducting... Why did they meet in the Gobi Desert?
I don't know.
Since that's their meeting spot.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree to interview you in the cave where you've been conducting experiments when Lana entered, but remember when it was, like, dark in there for a second where her light eyes had to adjust to light? So, in that moment,
He knew all about Lana's suspicions, so...
Because Clark told him,
yeah,
apparently!
Told him this crazy girl's following me. He says he instantly disguised, I instantly disguised myself as Clark. Before her eyes got accustomed to the phosphorescent darkness.
Whatever that means.
We should get a dictionary.
Yeah, yeah. We're not very good at this.
I can draw for a living. I don't know words.
And then Chameleon Boy explains that when she looked through the glasses, he made himself warbly.
Which is amazing! So,
yeah!
Okay, so think about this logic. While she's doing all these little tests, she takes Clark's glasses from him, his supposedly prescription glasses, puts them on, looks at Clark, and she sees them all warbly, so she's like, oh, these are prescription. What if she'd looked anywhere but at the Clark actually Cam making himself warbly? If she'd looked anywhere, or noticed the fact that everything around warbly Clark was not, in fact, warbly.
Because Lana is so stupid, she needs to be spanked. Oh, God. And then Chameleon Boy is like, when Lana gave me the imitation glasses from a kid, I instantly detected a different atomic structure and wasn't fooled. This will make a great antidote for my article in the Superheroes Club newspaper.
I like this because this amounts to, I'm going to go to the future and write an article and we're all going to make fun of and laugh at this girl.
It all comes full circle in this because she was going to write an article.
That's right.
About Superboy and hold it over his head, and he's gonna go write an article about how retarded Lana is. And that's hilarious. And Superboy's like, that's the only appearance of the Legionnaire in this issue. But it's a really good, like, thing. It's awesome.
It was cute.
Yeah, it's adorable that he just laughed at Lana. That was great. Because it also, like, shows a little bit of Cam's personality, that he's a little bit tricky and adorable.
Aw, Cam.
Yeah. Cos wouldn't do that. Quirrell wouldn't do that. Quirrell doesn't have a sense of humor like that.
Depends on which Quirrell.
Yeah, that's true. And Superboy, if this is not enough, Superboy goes home and tells his old parents about this, and they laugh at Lana. Ha ha, I bet Lana will never again believe it. You're Clark Kent. And Clark's
like, I think he's fully aware she's crazy, too. It's like, I'm afraid you're wrong. If I know Lana, in a few days she'll become suspicious again.
And then the caption says, how right Superboy is.
So, like, doubly assuring you that everyone is aware Lana's crazy and this ain't gonna stick.
Oh, my God. This is a great issue. I feel bad for Lana. Lana really gets, like, abused in this issue.
I mean, it's her own damn fault because she's crazy.
It is!
The same girl who's, like, broke into Lex's house that one day for no reason.
Blackmailed a boy.
Clark, who may not be Superboy, just, like, has some bully cut his hair at school.
Oh,
so,
God.
She deserves it. But it's still awesome to watch her be crazy.
Yeah. And that was her boyfriend, too.
Yes, that's
God,
great.
She's amazing. I love her. That's great. I think Lana's my favorite supervillain. She's unstoppable.
It's true.
And nobody has the balls to take her down.
Even the little bow.
Even, yeah, it's true. The bow. No, I can't kill this woman.
She's just crazy. Leave her be.
Oh, crazy McGee. All right. Well, that was awesome. I don't know what issue we're going to do next. I have no idea.
It's not the one I want to do.
Aww.
I want the beautiful...
The hookup one.
The hookup. The Supergirl tries to hook up Superman issue, but we'll have to wait because it's...
Is it not next? Oh,
no,
might be
we
next.
Have to catch up.
Is there something else? Yeah. Oh, there's one other issue. You're right. Yeah. You're right. There's something about an infinite monster in the Legion.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Something. Whatever that means. We haven't read it yet. We don't know. It's going to be a surprise. Oh, if you have questions or comments, you can... Hey, you should write a review for us on iTunes. You should do that. That
but
would
only,
be great.
Only if it's a good review.
Only if it's an amazing review that tells us how beautiful and great we are. Even though you've never seen us.
Believe me, I'm beautiful.
We're gorgeous. And you should write us reviews. And you should comment if you have questions.
Oh, and also thanks for all the comments and emails we had.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
We're getting some super cute, super happy
emails.
Everyone's
so nice to us.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
So
thank you.
Thanks for the love.
Got so much love.
Yeah, it was like a ton. We were surprised and moved and touched and happy.
We cry so much with joy when we get sweet emails and stuff. It's awesome. We're glad you guys enjoy this, because we sound crazy half the time. And it's worth it. It's worth it if you guys like it.
Awesome.
So, superfuturefriends.blogspot.com, and comment and shit there, or email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com, and we're also on iTunes. You just search for Legion and Podcast. You'll find us.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Come a chameleon. You come and